Blog Talk Radio.
Lucky Mojo Brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company in Smithfield, California. Also brought to you by JujuCentral.net by our hosts Dr. Christos Chioni and Miss Catherine Ironwood. And this evening we have a special guest announcer with our Miss Catherine Ironwood. We have Miss Michael of Air from the HoodooFoundry.com and from the Caroline Memorial Chapel. And she will be co-hosting along with our own Miss Cat this evening as we select your calls to remediate and do root work here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. And we are looking very much forward to hearing what you all have to say to us and certainly chatting with you all in our chat room through Blog Talk Radio. And now, without further ado, here is our lovely host, Miss Catherine Ironwood.
Thank you, Tammy Lee. That was beautiful. Well, folks, Dr. Chioni couldn't be with us tonight, and he gave us ample warning, so we have called on Miss Michael. For those of you who know her, Miss Michael is a member of AIR. She is one of the very early graduates of my Hoodoo Rootwork Correspondence course. She lives nearby. She has attended many of our workshops, and she's just a good friend all around. And so, Miss Michael, it's really nice to have you here. I'm very happy that you have decided to join me so I don't have to just blather on alone.
Well, you're entirely welcome, Miss Cat.
So, Miss Michael, you have just opened up a new project. We know about the HoodooFoundry.com, and you do tarot card readings, and you do root work, and that's all explained on AIR, and you're also part of the Lucky Mojo Forum. But you've opened up the Caroline Dye Memorial Chapel. And,
that's right.
Do you mind telling us, who is Caroline Dye?
Oh, well, Caroline Dye was one of the great hoodoo ladies of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. She raised several foster children, or maybe they were children of her husband's by other relationships. The web pages that my husband has found on her are a little obscure about that. But also, she took care of children not her own. She had people lining the streets for blocks to come see her. Her specialty was finding lost or stolen livestock. I divine with tarot cards, which she probably never heard of, and the crystal ball, which she did not use. She just looked out with her mind's eye, or she used ordinary playing cards. One of the local trains had so many people taking it to go see her that it was locally known as the Caroline Dye Special.
Wow.
So yeah,
and she was in Newport, Arkansas.
That's right. Yeah, geography not my strong suit. Thank you, Miss Cat.
That's about I think 90 miles from Memphis, and people would come out from Memphis to go see her.
Uh-huh.
And our theme music, the Jug Band Waltz by the Memphis Jug Band, they are known for writing a song about Aunt Caroline Dye.
That's right.
Will Shade, the leader of the Memphis Jug Band, adapted one of his own earlier songs called Newport News Blues, which was about Newport News, Virginia. And because she lived in Newport, Arkansas,
yes,
he adapted it and said, I'm going to Newport News just to see Aunt Caroline Dye.
Yes.
And the record company, when they listened to it, they thought, why would he be so ghoulish as to go watch a woman die, not realizing that her last name was D-Y-E, Dye.
Yeah.
Going to Newport News just to see Aunt Caroline Dye. So they released the song under the erroneous name Aunt Caroline Dyer Blues, as if her name was Dyer. But it never was Dyer, it was Dye. And and of course the rhyme was, she's a fortune-telling woman and she don't tell no lie.
Mm-hmm.
So she's famous for that. That song was ripped off by some other blues musicians, and Will Shade actually gave an interview later in his life in which he was furious that he had been ripped off. He said, that's my song and my copyright. He really felt that he had written an important song about Aunt Caroline Dye. So she is a well-known root worker. Now, you started the Caroline Dye Memorial Chapel. So this is a spiritualist chapel. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I noticed when I was kind of sneaking back into Christianity again after a rather brutal religious experience years ago. But anyway, I noticed that some Baptist churches were named so-and-so Memorial Church, and I thought, yeah, that's a worthy tradition, somebody who's, you know, had a big influence on your life and influenced many lives should have a church named after him. And with her power, her particular combination of power and kindness, that's, you know, I can't resist that.
Yeah. She was also well known for using Native American type ingredients in her hoodoo. She used rattlesnakes, for instance, rattlesnake powder, which would indicate that she had some training from Native American sources, because there are no rattlesnakes in Africa, so that can't have been an African retention.
Yeah.
Snakes, yes, but not rattlesnakes.
Right.
And not much is known about her. She's just a wonderful, very powerful woman. When Harry Hyatt went around, he was an Episcopalian minister, and he went around the South interviewing people about their experiences with root work in the 1930s. He interviewed people for 4 years, and a number of people mentioned Aunt Caroline Dye, that they had met her, that they knew her, that she had been at different spiritualist conventions of with members of the spiritualist church. So it's known that she was a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
When she passed on, it appears that other members of her family continued to work possibly under her name, much as what happened with Marie Laveau. After all, people were coming, so they simply... because there's evidence that people thought they were seeing Aunt Caroline Dye after she died, which... whatever. But in any case, she was a wonderful person. So congratulations on the Caroline Dye Memorial Chapel, and we look forward to seeing more pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we are hoping that you will affiliate with missionary independent spiritualist churches.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to that, Miss Michael.
All
right. Well, thanks for being here. Now, let's go on to what we actually do on this radio show. What we do is we read people's cards, if that's what they want, and we give them root work advice. This is not a card reading show per se. It's reading and root work. And we will prescribe remedies for you after we delve into your situation. You can sign up in advance. You cannot call in while the show is on and hope to get in, but you can sign up in advance at the Lucky Mojo forum, which is forum.luckymojo.com, or at jujucentral.net. Miss Tammy Lee has charge of the gates. She is the one who will tell us who we are going to be talking to. They are on hold, and Nagashiva will be picking up their numbers, and then Miss Tammy Lee will read the description of their situation. That kind of lets us move very quickly. All right? So, you all ready for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty. So, Miss Tammy Lee, who is our first caller?
Miss Katz and Miss Michael. Our first caller is calling from area code 702 from the state of Texas. She lists Central Texas.
Okay. And what's their name?
The Ace of Pentacles, once again from area code 702.
Okay. Hello, Erica 702. Is this the Ace of Pentacles?
It is. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome
to
the show. Hi. All right. Now, Miss Tammy Lee is going to read off your situation, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
And the Ace of Pentacles writes, and she also, by the way, has a blog talk caller radio name of Michelle, rather.
Michelle.
So we all Michelle. Okay. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she writes, I have a severe familiar curse that affects my siblings and also my first cousins, my dad's brother's kids. None of us has had a real relationship except that my brother ended in divorce. I haven't really ever connected with anyone. It's as though I'm invisible. No one ever asks me out. I'm attractive. It's just sad. We have an okay with all things falling into place, but to never get above being broke and breaking even. I've literally never had enough money to buy a new car. I still live with my parents. It's terrible, and I want to get married, and I have, or at this point, adopt a kid. I'm starting to get too old for that, too. I have about 3 to 4 years before I will be too old for both. I'm 41. It's not terrible being alone, but I want more. Why is this happening? Turning it back over to you, Miss Kat, and also to Miss Michael.
All right, honey. You're 41 years old right now?
Yeah.
All right. So what sign of the zodiac are you?
An Aries.
An Aries. All right. Well, I'm going to do a brief card reading on this. I think you may have already identified your own problem. I mean, sometimes
right.
people come to me and they say, well, I want a reading, but I think I have a family curse. Everything you've described points to a family curse. So I'm not going to
Can I just add something really quick? I'm sorry.
Yes.
My cousins, my dad's brother has twin sons, and them and me have the same birthday. So I think that, and my uncle. So the four of us all have the same birthday, and that also is something I've never really heard of. So I just wanted to add that in. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. All righty. Well, the three cards I'm getting, and like I said, I'd rather devote more time to remedy than to kind of a recapitulation, because I can see that this actually is a family curse. But let's just talk about it and see where we get. First card I have is the Emperor. So this comes from a male lineage, and this is a card of the past, and we have a stern male here. This is an Aries card, by the way. There is some man in the past who may have had military background. The Emperor has a knight's armor. He has a king's robe. He has an emperor's cloak. He has a very big crown on his head and beard, and he's powerful, and he's out in a very dry environment that's rocky. There's a little thin stream of water, a little bit of emotion, not much. This curse goes back to a male lineage, okay, which you've already said that, and here's the card, and it tells me, yes, this is what it is. And it has something to do with a lack of being able to display emotion and a lack of heart feelings toward you. In other words, all of you have been somewhat put under this curse, and it may have been made by a man to begin with. Okay. Second card is the Nine of Swords. This shows a person, we don't know their gender, waking up crying in a bed at night, and there are nine swords overhead and behind them, and they have a little coverlet, and on the coverlet are a quilt, and the quilt is in squares, and there is every other square is a red rose on a yellow background, and then every other square is pale blue with the signs of the zodiac and all the planets. And on the side of the bed is a carving of two people sword fighting, and one is just in the process of killing the other, stabbing him through the heart. And the person wakes up crying, and they're crying over all these things that have been done to them. That tells me that in the present, you are still very afflicted by this. When we get this card, we say, wake up, wake up. Just put it into the past. You don't have to live this thing. You know, but it's often a card of someone who is self-limiting, who is depressed, who is frightened, who is anxious, who has panic or nightmare, or simply has given up. They're just surrounded by too many bad things. It's sometimes a stressful card. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. And then the third card is a card that tells me that there is some possibility of change, but it hasn't yet. You're going to need to do some work. So what I'm calling this is what I would call a somewhat of a dead curse. The card of the third card is the card of the Chariot. This is a person who is ready to move on. They've hitched their wagon to the stars. The whole card is filled with stars and astrological symbols. Interestingly enough, we have zodiac symbols in that second card. We had the Aries thing in the first one, and then we have a man with a star on his head. He has a canopy of stars over his head. He has got the waxing and waning moons on his epaulets. He has a belt with all the signs of the zodiac, a little pun, the zodiacal belt. The little skirt he has on, it's a little Roman battle
costume, has all the asteroids. It's like the asteroid belt. He has a wheel turning, which means time is passing. Tempus fugit. There, he has a winged wheel as his other symbol. He has two sphinxes to pull his chariot, and they are not harnessed. He's crossed the river. He's about, you know, he wants to move on, but he has not yet done anything about it. So you are ready to move on, but you need some help.
Right.
Time is passing, and time is of the essence. This card of the two sphinxes says to me it can be people of two races, people of different genders, male and female, people just, you know, different religions, opposites attract. It means night and day. It means you have to harness, just like the waxing and waning moons, you need to harness both ends of the spectrum. So in addition to removing the curse, you need to attract good luck. Always work by day and by night. Okay? These three cards tell me you will need a helper because you're a little bit paralyzed. And it also tells me you might need astrological remediation. Okay? So, Ms. Michael, what do you see?
Well, the cards I pulled, and you're a very intuitive reader. I follow weight rather closely, but not exclusively. The cards I pulled were all about diagnosis and not so much about solution. We begin with the Seven of Cups, visionary fancies, big dreams, not much action. The Knight of Cups, a big, you've got a lot to give, big old juicy heart. And then last is the Hermit, reversed. I do work reversals, unlike Miss Cat, which has a variety of meanings. You know, it's retirement, disguise, shame, ashamed of nothing, basically. If you have issues with your family, you know, if you suddenly step out and take dominion of your life, you may get some flack from your family, and so you might want a little camouflage for a while.
Okay.
But, you know, this is all practical stuff, although you might want to drop a little law keep away into any other work you do. That's good for keeping anything private that needs to be kept private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hermit reversed, I don't do reversals, but I know them. But
yeah.
The Hermit reversed is an interesting card here because the Hermit does mean retiring from the situation, and a reversal is, of course, an overturning of that condition.
Mm.
So, and the Knight of Cups does indicate forward motion, but not setting yourself to the highest goal, using a few more smaller intermediary goals before you get there. And it also indicates, in my interpretation, bathing and blessing. And it's nice, I just have to say, Ms. Michael, Dr. Keone uses the Quest Tarot, and I use the Rider-Waite. It's nice to read with someone who uses the Rider-Waite as a partner because, hey,
you
we're kind of on the same page. I can see him in my head, even though you use reverses. Oh, well, but it's kind of cool. So, sweetheart, let's get back to Michelle here, Ace of Pentacles. What I'm seeing here is that I would do an astrological remediation on you. I think that there are things you mentioned, and see, this is so strange. You mentioned all these people being born on the same date. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And here I've come up with all these astrological cards. Now, not every card in the deck is astrological, in the weight deck. They're not all astrological. They all have different meanings. And yet, here we are with all these astrological symbols. So I'm looking at something that's an affliction on some point of the chart. I can't do your chart on the air. Can't do it. Don't have the time and to do it. But there is something astrologically afflicted. I'm going to recommend that you see a competent astrologer and find out what that afflicted point is. It's going to be a familial affliction. This happens in families where there will be a certain point. It might not even be everyone on the same birthday, which means the same sun degree. We'll find one has the moon, one has the sun, one has Mars, and they're all afflicted and they're all in the same area of the zodiac. These things happen. They're called family afflictions, and this is running in your family. So I know that if at least you all have your sons there, there's going to be something there, and you're going to want to look at transits. Do you know what transits are astrologically? I probably should explain for our listeners. Transits mean comparing the star chart of your birth to the star chart of today, In other words, this is like the weather report for today. And we're also going to look at what are called progressions, which is a more theoretical way of looking at astrology, where we move the planets forward one day for every year of your life. And when we get to a composite between transits, progressions, and your natal chart, we can find out what needs to be remediated. But there is something wrong here, and it is afflicting your whole family. I'm not so sure it's a curse. If it is, it may be more of an inheritance. It comes through the male line. Does that, you know, right. you hear what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And it may be almost what we might call astrological genetics. I've seen this happen in families before. So, for immediate remediation, I want you to do some work with an astrologer. And as far as conjure work, I want you to you have this. You're already in Aries, and here we're seeing that this affliction involves that. But Miss Michael got the Knight of Cups, which is a hearts. And I would say you might want to do some bathing or cleansing, but with some hopeful things, not just from the standpoint. Remember, I said the chariot means work by both the positive and negative, by both ends of the moon. You want to don't just remove curses. I want you to bring prosperity. Don't just remove loneliness. I want you to bring love. I think that one of the things you hit about here is adopting a child. Mm-hmm. I think that you should. Time is passing. I do not see in my cards that you will immediately find a lover, mate, husband. I think that adopting a child would be a very good thing for you. Or you might do, impregnation with a donor, a
right.
sperm, whichever you prefer. But I think that that your way forward is to hitch up your little, you know, that the two sphinxes, male and female, you got to get that thing hitched up if you're going to go forward. Okay?
Okay.
Can I say
something? I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
My main thing is just like being sick and having, you know, to do something, but you don't know who to go to. And that's my mm-hmm. main thing is I'm not sure, like, until you said so, who to go to. And I know that you have a list of people on your website. I just don't know which one to pick.
Oh, well, I always give one recommendation. There are several astrologers at AIR. I'm one myself, and Susan Diamond is another. But in my personal opinion, any astrologer who's an AIR worker will help you. My favorite is Deacon Millett at Four Altars Gospel Sanctuary. He's been doing astrology forever and ever and ever, and his specialty is the astrology of love and families and unions. He really specializes in that type of work, and he does progressions and transits. He's very reasonable. And but there are others too. Look over all of the people at AIR and see which one appeals to you the most. I always recommend Deacon Millett because I know his work. He has done astrology for me, and I'm an astrologer. And he's just a real, true, good-hearted man, and will help. Okay.
May I say just one brief remark about herbs that could be used to remedy the situation?
Yes, please.
When you're doing your cleansing, pick herbs that are also blessing herbs. For instance, this is used in incense, but it's the first example that springs to mind. Dragon's blood is a protective herb. It's also used for cleansing. It's also used for love and for money. Pick herbs that are multi-valued like that for your cleansing. For your for attracting blessings, I want to tell you basil and rose petals with milk and honey. And cascarilla, which will add some cleansing. It's powdered eggshell. And also a wonderful silky sensation in the bath.
Okay.
That's what I call a consolation bath.
That's really wonderful. Run through that list again. Just name them off again.
Okay. Basil, rose petals, milk, honey, cascarilla.
Okay. Cascarilla, also known as eggshell powder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a wonderful list of ingredients and would be very helpful in this situation.
Oh, yeah. Makes the whole world shiny.
Good. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, and good luck to you, caller.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Miss Tammy Lee, who is our next caller?
Miss Kat, our next caller is calling from area code, I'm just bringing my screen up here, area code 612. This is Brianna, also Cancerian Hearts, from 612 Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Brianna? We have a 612. Great, we have a 612 in the queue here. And
hello?
Hi.
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 Hi, Brianna. Okay, Ms.
Hello.
Tammy Lee will read your description, and we'll see where we're going with it.
Okay, and Brianna writes for us.
Yes,
ma'am. I need assistance with a love target that at the moment will not communicate with me. I've been working on him for the whole year, and I've not been successful in this work. I'm very concerned about my extremely bad love luck and the fact that I've never been in a relationship, even though I've had the desire to be, and there's nothing wrong with me. I'm looking for clarity in my love life because I'm fighting this strong urge to give up, expecting that part of my life to exist, and the idea of giving up depresses me. Turning it back over to you, Ms. Kat and Ms. Michael.
All right. So, Cancerian Heart, are you? Is your sign Cancer?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's a. Cancers are, for those who are unfamiliar with astrology, the most tender-hearted of the signs, and they are people who love the home, and so it must be very, very disturbing for you to not be able to have the kind of love that you want. How old are you?
25.
Well, sweetheart, cheer up. If you had said 41 like our previous caller, I'd be telling you maybe it's time to adopt or get a sperm donor. You're 25. Maybe you'll make it. I know that just based on your age. But it's hard. Cancerians are so easily crushed, and they really do take things to heart. It's a great name, Cancerian Heart. They are heart-oriented people, and you're still very young. So you've been working on someone for a whole year and have not been successful. Did you set yourself a time limit at the beginning of that situation?
No, I started working on him in January, pretty much off and on, and I have not set a timetable.
All right. Well, let me back up then before doing any card reading. I'm just going to talk to you about why I recommend, and I know, Ms. Michael, you recommend time limits
too,
right?
Yes, I do. I certainly do.
All right. When doing love spells, more than any other kind of spells, I always tell people, go into this with a time limit. Why do I tell people this? Because I myself have not and have ended up obsessing and screwing up my life and wasting my time for years. I'm very open and upfront about it. I'll tell people my own mistakes so they don't make the same mistake. Make a vow to yourself how long this is going to go on before you start. I could have saved myself years of suffering if someone had told me that. That's why I tell it to others. When you work with magic, when you work with prayer, it's hard to understand that the answer might be no, and so you don't know when to stop. And you have to understand that magic and prayer are no more likely to succeed than, say, a surgical operation or applying for a job. You might get a yes, you might get a no. Working magic is working on a different level, but it doesn't trump or obviate the other types of work that you have to do. And you do need to have a way to judge when it has either worked or not. with surgery. Well, you either live or die, or the growth comes back, or it doesn't, and there are limits. You know, like, well, if you go for 5 years after a cancer operation and no recurrence of your cancer, we say, well, we've cured you. With magic, there are no such built-in limits. So I tell people, and I'm telling you, even if you've already started with no limit, set yourself a limit now. You may have already set yourself a limit while we're talking. That limit and how to set it can be something as simple as, if we're not together at Thanksgiving, it's over. If we're not together on Christmas and New Year's, it's over. If we're not together on my birthday, it's over. Valentine's Day, 4th of July, whatever. Or you might set a time limit based on a calendrical length. I will work for 1 year and 1 day, an old medieval vow found in the old Holy Grail stories. You know, they say, I will search for the Holy Grail for 1 year and 1 day. That's one that I like. But whatever it is, set that limit and then let it be. Just don't worry about it. Once you set that limit, that's your end point, because otherwise you may struggle for a long time. So, having said that, Ms. Michael, why don't you start off the reading on this situation?
All right. Let me just see which card wants to be first here. I believe it is this one. We have, oh yeah, you're pretty beat down by this, aren't you? We got the Nine of Wands. Guy looking over his shoulder, disregarding Satchel Paige's advice, looking back, and something's gaining on him. And he's been wounded before. His head is bandaged. But, and then we have the Lovers. This is the issue. But this card is right side up. And this is the second card. I would ordinarily read this as past, present, future, but I think this is more of a snapshot. Okay, we have the Six of Cups reversed. Oh, now, wait a minute. No. We have the Six of Cups reversed. When it's right side up, according to Waite, which I follow, this is happiness from the past sustaining you. Reversed, this is happiness coming to you in the future. But I'm not going to say, even though it follows the Lovers card, I'm not going to say that it's the man you're working on. What I do see, what I am confident of from these cards, is that love is coming to you from somewhere. Like the old song says, there is more love somewhere. I'm going to find it.
So let me say that this reading does sound like there's a possibility with this guy, but there certainly is love in your life. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you, honey? Okay.
Yes.
Let me ask a couple. I'm just a very old-fashioned kind of plodding Taurus here. This person you've worked on, I'm going to be real blunt, and you don't have to answer in public if you don't want. Have you ever had a kiss from this man?
Yes.
Have you had sex?
Yes.
Did you have a breakup or just a drifting apart?
I don't even know. I guess you could call it a breakup.
So there was a quarrel, and you want to reconcile?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have another woman?
Yes.
All right. So, what I'm seeing here, and I'm not going to throw any cards on it, I'm just going to interpret the cards that Ms. Michael laid down, because those seem pretty straightforward to me. It seems to me you would be well advised to... well, I can come up with an old blues song, too. All right? There's a... it's about going to a gypsy to have your fortune read, and it contains the lines that the gypsy smiled and looked me in the face. She said, I'm sorry, but another woman has done run and won this race. I think you may have already lost this situation, but I think there is more love for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is probably best to do a cut and clear on this situation. Now, how long were you together with this man?
We were never together.
Just a night of bliss?
No, just a casual relationship.
Casual, all right, relationship. All right, I think that, all right, I am going to cut the cards now at this point because, I think it's over. And I'm sorry to say that, because I know you've worked hard on it in a spiritual sense, but sometimes God's answer to our prayer is no, maybe because there's something better down the road.
Yeah.
I get the card of the Tower, I get the card of the High Priestess, and I get the card of the Ace of Swords. Okay, I'm just going to read those real quick. It's over. Be a wise woman. Go on and do something else. Make a choice. You understand the situation. And then the Ace of Swords says, cut and clear. There's a victory, but it's a victory that comes with this other situation being over. Okay?
Okay.
So I would do a cut and clear spell, and I would move on. It's up to you as to when to time it and how long you've spent on this thing, but I don't think any young woman of your age should spend more than 4 months working on a casual relationship that was never living together or having children together. 4 months, that's enough time. Because, hey, you know, everyone's out there having fun and you should be having fun.
Yeah.
And I think
it's raining men. Here's another song.
It's raining men. I love that, Miss Michael.
I think also this is another case for consolation bath. It'll make you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That same bath that she said. I would start with a cut and clear.
Yes, do that first.
Do a cut and clear bath first. Get that thing, like the old song says, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. And then and then do that consolation bath, and then maybe even a love drawing bath. I think that you can find somebody. I think that you're not cursed. You're not doomed. I just think that this one, you hung on because you didn't set a time limit. And now you can be one of those wise women who next time one of your friends says, I'm trying, you say, hey, Miss Kat said, set a time limit before you even start.
That's right.
Because
okay.
It will make a difference. It will make a difference to you. The problem with magic is we just don't have enough language about it or enough skill with it, because it's so unusual for people to be practicing magic that there's not a lot of understanding that it has its own rules, and you need to kind of adapt what magic is to a real life. I've known women who've spent 3-5 years trying to get one man. Maybe they get him in the end, maybe they don't, but they have to be able to say, this is what I want to do. And now here you are discouraged and saying, well, you're fighting the urge to give up, expecting that part of your life to exist. No, 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 sweetheart, that ain't it. That's not it at all. This one is over. And cut and clear, and you know how to get those products or how to do it. And you can go to luckymojo.com/cutandclear.html, and you can read about it. And then do some love drawing and some love preparing. Do that consolation bath that Ms. Michael mentioned to the other woman. And then do a love drawing bath or some love oils and do a love spell. You can do the lodestone love spell. You can do the white candle, you know, attraction spells for love. There's many of them. Something just open-ended, pure. Bring that man to me. I'll know him when I see him, you know?
Because I think
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
I have a question.
Oh,
I did some love drawing with him, and it was amazing, like, how well it worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm crediting the spell. It could have been just him, but I'm just wondering, like, I know you can't tell me, but are those feelings completely gone, or because there's no explanation for why, you know, there was a change?
Well, my
philosophy about response to being fixed, he can resist under his own power, and many men do, even without knowing that's what they're doing. He can get help resisting, or his other woman can get him help to resist, or he can relax and enjoy it. I mean, you need to do your cut and clear to just distance yourself. You need to do your consolation to soothe yourself, and you need to finally do some love drawing to get the man who would willingly drink your bath water. Knowingly, drink your bath water.
That's right. That's right. You know, the card I got up in answer to your question was the Queen of Cups. And the Queen of Cups is who you will become as you grow into your queenhood. She's a woman who's psychic, who can look inside this closed cup, and she sees into people's hearts. She really wants to know the future. And you will be a person who will be able to understand others' hearts. You're still very young. But she's supported by three little mermaid angel babies, and she's a person who is really a woman of power. And I see a good future here. But in time, you'll be able to read other people's hearts and minds in a way that right now you can't, because you're still very young.
Yeah.
But what I see is that what Michael said is true. He can resist on his own. He can resist. I had one man who was my boyfriend, and he knew how to resist because his own mother had told him how to undo menstrual blood spells if they were put on him. His own mother had said, "Son, when you go out in the world, these women are going to do this, 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 and this, and you better do that, and to take it off." And so, you know, so some men actually know how to do that. He may also be with some woman who is actually working against you. That's why I said another woman has run and won this race. I think this other woman is protecting her turf now.
Mm-hmm.
So
Okay. There's
plenty more fish in the sea, and you deserve a lot more happiness, babe. So move on. And next time you ever find yourself in this thing, you'll remember what old Granny Cat said. Set yourself a time limit when you start love work. Don't. It's not an open-ended rabbit hole that you're just going to fall and fall forever. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Another thing that you have said, Miss Kat, is as soon as you think he might be a keeper, get your candles lit. Get started.
That's right. The minute you think you've got him in, you know, tolling him in, you know, then you're going to start your work on him. Get that nation sack going.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, honey, and truth to tell, and I don't mean this in any bad way or to hurt your feelings, Cancerian, so tender, so sensitive, so easily crushed. Build yourself up, and it's always going to be hard. Cancerians just easily wounded and brood on the things that have hurt them. So just, you know, give yourself a little space, open up like a flower on a new day, and start over again. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you, Brianna. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Over in the chat room, Turnsteel said something very important, and I want to pass that on. This is for Brianna, the Cancerian heart. He said, work with Queen Elizabeth root to build yourself up as a woman. And Conjurman Ali said, Angelica is good too. Absolutely. Both of those are essential for Cancerian and Piscean women. To work with Queen Elizabeth root and Angelica root, and I would even add Althea herb, any of the sort of female-y plants. That they're all good for you, and the healing plants and the women's power plants.
Rosemary.
Rosemary's another. Well, you know, Cancerians, they might be a little bit tough on them. You know, they're not that tough. You know, I don't want to be ruling and dominating my home. I just want to be loved. You know, rosemary is good. Rosemary is really good, but it's a little tough for some Cancerians.
It's really funny about some of these dominating herbs. They're sweet in fragrance and flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Licorice.
That's true.
It has been used as a sweetener for people who can't eat sugar.
That's
or
right.
Or don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And calamus has a sweet fragrance. Bend over is one of the sweetest, lightest fragrances I know. But, man, you better be careful how you use it. It's a strange thing. And citrus is just so light and summery and la-di-da of a flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm a Taurus, and I'm tough. And I have Venus conjunct Mars in Aries, so I'm double tough. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, put that tough stuff in. But I know a lot of people who are Cancerian and Piscean who really want to go with the gentle route and basil and, you know, and roses and stuff like that is about their level of toughness. Seriously, Queen Elizabeth root is one of the sweetest, most beautiful smelling herbs that you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it has power beyond belief, but in a very, very sweet way. Angelica, some people like the smell. Some people love it. Some people don't. I'm one who does not love Angelica's smell, but I love Queen Elizabeth. Oh, my. That thing is just like heaven to me. And So I would recommend that before I recommend Angelica. But, you know, like I said, I've had people, I open up a jar of Angelica in the shop, and there's people going, oh, what was that? It's like heaven. I'm like, okay.
So, here, take it.
Individual. And that's an interesting thing. I've had people smell Queen Elizabeth, and they say, it smells like dirt. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's like it's all in the
I love
it's all in the
smell like dirt.
Smeller. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then, of course, they're talking in the chat room now about angel wine, and we do have to mention that angel wine. That is a wine that's made with a little bit of angelica root in it. Used mm-hmm. to be made commercially. Used to be made by monks in Santa Cruz, California.
Uh-huh.
They haven't made it in a long time. But it used to be sold. It was angel wine. And nowadays you can make your own. Champion Jack Dupree sang about it. And you just take a little of angelica. You can take the powder and steep it in wine. I consider it a little bitter. Well, what they do, angel wine is made with wine, sugar, or honey, and the angelica root. And it's a kind of a strange little concoction, but it's very powerful for women. Women love that angel wine, and apparently Champion Jack Dupree loved it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's it's just one of those old-fashioned things. A little spoonful of it will up your power levels a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. It's really also good for healing, and women would use it as a what they call a menstrual regulator.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay. Now, Mommy's Twin in the chat room wondered about John the Conqueror root for our
yeah.
last caller to fortify her
yeah.
universe with witch energy.
Well, yeah, you know, she ought to smell the John the Conqueror root and see how she feels about it. I'm one of these tough women, and I love my John the Conqueror root.
Well,
and I know
well,
tough
I
women.
I like the ones that come from Lucky Mojo. They smell like cedar.
Yeah, they're very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong root. They have a very unique, unusual smell, but
mm-hmm.
Not every woman likes that. And again, that's up to you. I like to put them together. But then, see, I have Venus conjunct Mars. So anybody who gets advice from me is always going to be getting this totally balanced, symmetrical union of male and female elements. Venus
mm-hmm.
conjunct Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in Aries. So I tend to be a little on the, as you might say, butch side.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I'm a Taurus. Hey, that's ruled by Venus. So it's all counterbalance. And I have Gemini rising. Why, I want both at once. So always remember the source of the advice you're getting, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, I like John the Conqueror. I know a lot of Pisceans and Cancerians who just go, no. Not, it's too
mm-hmm.
strong for them
mm-hmm.
in the male sense, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
very strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but, you know, again, check it out. And what I tell people is go to a conjure shop if you can. Go in and smell things, you know.
Yeah.
If you go to a real store like Lucky Mojo, you can walk in and say, I want to smell your John the Conqueror before I buy one. Don't just have to buy them out of the package. Just open
mm-hmm.
the jar. Let me smell. Oh, yes. Oh, no. You'll know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty.
All right.
So, Miss Tammy Lee, what's our next caller?
Well, Miss Caller, our next Miss Caller. Well, Miss Cat. Hey, there we go. Miss Cat, our next caller is Mary M 71, calling from area code 404 Atlanta, and Miss Mary M 71 will be calling back with an update.
All right, we do have someone in the queue from 404. Let's see if that's Mary. Hello, is Mary
that's
on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hi, Taylor.
Yep.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Awesome. Hi, how
Hi.
Are y'all?
Okay.
Great. I'm going to read the update for you. I know that some conditions have changed since your July 3rd reading and consultation that was on the air. So I'm going to go ahead and read that for Miss Kat and for Miss Michael, okay?
Thank
right.
you.
You're very welcome. Mary writes, have been in a very erotic long-distance internet relationship with someone off and on for years, on again since last February. It's been frustrating because we have an extremely powerful connection with psychic and emotional undercurrents, but he has always kept me at arm's length with respect to putting off meeting each other in person, not giving me a street address or even his phone number, etc.
I remember this one.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Astral travel was suggested on July the 3rd, but since I was never able to find out his street address, I wasn't able to get to him. Have done a lot of candle work on him and a mojo bag, etc., which I'm sure are responsible for keeping the fire and passion in our relationship, but he just hasn't taken that one step forward that I want to see him take. I took a birthday vacation at the end of July, and not only had loads of fun on this vacation, wink, wink, but had been dating a lot of people here in town since I got back. He got hurt and jealous and did not communicate with me for a month. Then on September the 8th, he contacted me again saying he missed me and requesting that things go back to the way that they were between us. I told him, welcome back. But at some point, we'd have to talk about it because no ground rules have ever been set between us with respect to seeing or not seeing other people. Never mind that we've never been officially a couple and he's never asked me to be his girlfriend, and never mind the fact that I'd asked him several times to join me on this vacation and he didn't. And if we did not have this talk at some point and said, yeah, next decade, I said that with a laugh and sarcasm, somebody's feelings were going to get hurt again. He laughed along with me and said, yeah, okay, at some point in the next decade. So that's where we are now. I care for him deeply, but I don't want to waste any more time in light of his perpetual foot dragging and general disregard. Should I finally write him off and once and for all? And if so, which one of these other people I'm seeing will I hook up with? And back over to you, Ms. Kat and Ms. Michelle.
Okay. Mariam 71. Okay, first of all, I want to go back to something that was said earlier in this reading. You said, and I'm quoting here from what was written, astral travel was suggested on July 3rd, but since I was never able to find out his street address, I wasn't able to get to him. You misunderstood. Okay.
Okay.
Let me start back with this astral travel thing. It's a visualization process. You don't need his street address. You need to simply use your psychic, emotional, intuitive, imaginative senses. You can help yourself with a street address, but you can help yourself with an IP address. Do you know what an IP address is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so once you have his IP address, which you should be able to get from his email, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get his IP address, and I want you to go to a place called melissadata.com, melissadata.com. In the upper row of choices, it'll say lookups. Hit the lookups. Go down about three columns. In the middle of the third column, it says IP lookups. You hit IP lookups. You type in his IP address, and it will tell you what city his server is on. Now at least you know what city he's in. Okay.
Well,
now,
I knew that, yeah.
You knew it already? Well, then you don't need any more. I mean, I'm talking about a guy who you had no idea where in the world he was. At least you'd get his IP. If it said Reston, Virginia, you know he's on AOL, then it could be anywhere. But mostly you'll get a good location. So, it's not about the street address. It's about, an aid to helping you visualize. It might be knowing the city, might be knowing the state, might be knowing the country. But if you don't, you don't. It's really about imaginatory visualization of yourself honing in on him. Imagine yourself kind of smelling him like a dog. Imagine yourself following little tendrils that come out of his brain with his dreams. Whatever it takes to visualize and imagine. That's what astral travel really is. So that was number one. Now, number two, should you give up on him? Hell yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He wants to have his cake and eat it, too, and not gain any weight. And that's why he's so shy of the 3D thing.
Yeah. It's unless he is specifically trying to use some sort of camouflaging or spiritual cloaking to hide himself, you should be able to find him in the astral. But, frankly, this guy is a selfish, Boer. And you know, here's your three cards from me, and we'll see what Ms. Michael says. But the three cards I get right here, Two of Cups, an offer of betrothal, communication needs to be enhanced, you offer your heart, he's snatching it. This is a man who then grabs the woman's heart, cup, as she holds it out with both her hands. She holds her cup. He grabs for it. He holds his own cup back. He's dressed like the card of the fool. He is a fool. She's dressed like the high priestess. She's much more sober. She's got little red shoes. She's very passionate. She wants love, but she keeps it a little on the down low, whereas he's got his red roses on his head. He's just led around by the desire for sexual connections. They're on a stage, and in the background, painted on the backdrop of the stage, there's a little cottage, and, oh, the little house they could have. Like I always say, the little cottage in Cornwall or Sussex. It's this lovely little place, but it's a painted backdrop. And we call this the card of betrothal, but it's not the card of marriage to me. Mm-hmm. The next card, Ten of Wands. There's a man carrying a heavy load of sticks toward a house. Again, interestingly enough, it's on a stage. Again, the house is painted on a backdrop. And he's carrying a heavy load and trying to get there. You're never going to get there. There is nothing there to get to. And the third card... I'm sorry, I'm blunt today. The third card is the Eight of Cups. This is someone who has eight cups, beautiful golden cups, laid out by a beach. And the cups are stacked in a row, and there's one cup missing. It should be, when you look at the pattern, should be nine, but there's only eight. And there's a gap between two cups and then one. And in that gap, you see the person's feet as they walk away. Something's missing. Walk away. Now, the person is walking away into a dark, uncharted landscape. The moon is shining down sadly. Oh, poor person, they're going to lose all their beautiful cups. Well, it wasn't worth it. Walk away. Okay? Find someone else. Okay. My opinion. Now, I know, I like I'm saying, you've got the same problem that our other caller had. Did you set a time limit on this work?
Did, but then when I finished doing what I was doing, I was like, I think I can go a little bit longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start off with time limits and why we need them. We're going to go back to this again. This is going to be the time limit show.
Yes.
And don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Yeah, I can go a little longer. Doesn't mean I respected my time limit. I don't respect myself. My willpower is lacking. I just heard something on the radio today. It was on National Public Radio. Some guy has decided to prove that willpower can be enhanced by the intake of glucose. That's sugar. This is why it's hard. No, seriously. They did these tests. I don't know how good the science is. This guy's a scientist, right? He says, when people want to exercise their willpower and you give them nothing to eat and they get hungrier and hungrier, they can't exercise their willpower. If you give them sugar, they can exercise their willpower. Willpower is enhanced by the intake of glucose. And this explains why diets are so hard to keep, because in order to have the willpower to keep a diet, you have to eat sugar. Anyway, that's the guy's theory.
I bet he's a geologist or something.
I don't know. It sounded good to me. So here's my today's idea. Remember the licorice? We were just talking about licorice is used as substitute. Yeah, sugar. Glycyrrhiza, sweet root is what it means in Greek. Make yourself a spell. Help yourself here and put together something for yourself that emphasizes your willpower. Put in a little bit of licorice. Control your own will. Control yourself. Go on home and rule your own life. Okay? And if you set a time limit, you keep it. Make yourself a little bag, but make sure it has licorice in it. And tell yourself, I'm going to stick by this. I don't believe that this man is ever going to come around to you. Seriously. I think you have other ones. So let's go to the next question, which was these other people. Which of these other people I'm seeing will I hook up with? Okay? So,
yeah.
Tell me, let's just really quick, or tell Miss Michael, name us, how many of them are there?
There's at least two.
Okay. Okay, two? You
but,
got
but,
three?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, there's at least two. But the first one that comes to mind, he's a Cancer, and I have I've decided to do Chupa Rosa work with him because he's a very close friend of mine. And he actually took in my ex-husband when I kicked him out. That's a good friend for you. And
for him, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a Cancer, very tenderhearted. I found out through a divination pendulum work that that I was told to do Chupa Rosa work for me and him to get together. So I wanted to see what was up with that.
Nine of Wands.
Okay.
Nine of Wands. Yeah, he's going to see something
that
gaining on him, I think.
Hmm.
And
excuse me?
I think he's going to see something gaining on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in other words, he may shy from it. Is that what you're saying?
He might. He might. Yes. If he's actually anything even vaguely resembles Mr. Wright, if he doesn't have the issues that Mr. Not in 3D does, you might want to do lots of soothing poppy flowers. Will, you know,
okay.
They'll have some of the confusing effect of poppy seeds, but they're the flowers. They're sweet. They're tender and kind. But I don't know. I'm my sympathies are kind of with him.
Okay.
Who's the other one?
All right. This is a we haven't met yet, but we. Clicked online, and I was really worried that he would turn out to be another, you know, Mr. Cyber, but at least this guy's in town. The other guy's in Colorado Springs, so.
Okay,
yeah.
So this guy, do you know the sign of this second guy?
He's a Pisces.
What sign are you, hon?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, that tells me a little bit about this Nine of Wands thing, because, claws, teeth, oh my. On this other guy, I get the Empress reversed, and as I said before, I follow E.A. Waite. He says that this is a card of truth and liberty when it's upside down as it is now. Can be indecision also.
Okay.
So another Mr. Right Now at best, I think. Yeah, it's like why use up all your patience on people like this?
Yeah, I'm not getting a good the Cancerian, a sweet person.
Yeah.
The Nine of Wands that she got says to me that he may have been a little bit wounded already. Remember what we said earlier in the show. I hate to sound like I'm picking on Cancerians today. Some Cancerian listening to this radio show 5 years from now is going, she hates us. Mm-hmm. No, I love y'all. I want y'all to be safe. And
yeah.
You know, tender people, they need to be really coddled. Chupa Rosa is perfect. I mean, that is the most gentle thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
This guy may be a little wounded. The
mm-hmm.
other one, the Pisces.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He is. Yeah.
And how much of a therapist do you want to be? Ask yourself that before you start working on him.
Well,
yeah.
He's been a therapist to me, so.
Well, it may be better for a lifetime friendship. A Leo. Leo woman has a hard road to hoe because she is so strong and so powerful that you need to find a man who's going to consent to that, to sharing power with you, or who is like right in sync with you. You know what I'm saying? Or a man who wants to be dominated. And and then there are such men. There are such men. Mm-hmm. But a Leo woman is a woman who really needs to be shown a lot of respect. She has a lot of pride and has a lot of willpower, obviously, huge amount of willpower. Very generous, very full-hearted, always willing to give, and that's your strong part, your strong suit. And I would say that neither of these men, just going on sun sign astrology alone, neither of them jumps out and says, yeah. So you might want to, you know, just try for somebody who's a little more on the up and up. Your problem has been putting these people at a remove through the internet, and that is it's a good way to meet someone. I met my husband that way, and it's great, you know. But I met him when he finally came up here and said hi. So you got to set yourself these time limits. I'll give this man whatever 3 months, and if he's not in my bed naked with me in three months, he's just another cyber person, and I'm done. You know? So that's a way to do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay.
Calling.
All right. Well, what's our time?
We've got about half an hour left, I think.
We've got about 25 minutes left in today's Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. And just a reminder to all of our wonderful, loyal listeners and those in the chat room, the show today, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, also brought to you by JujuCentral.net and DrKeone.com. And Miss Kat and Miss Michael, our next caller is OY Georgia, calling from area code 818 from Los Angeles, California.
All right. Area code 818. Is this OY Georgia?
Yep, I'm here.
Great.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you guys?
Great. OY Georgia, what is your sign, please? Just a brief
reminder. I'm a Scorpio.
A Scorpio. Okay, great. And I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case. And we have a callback actually for us here. OY Georgia writes, torn between making things work with existing boyfriend or cut and clear with him. Major underlying issues is that relationship. Should I follow my heart in reconciliation work with ex-boyfriend? We reunited about a year ago, and it didn't seem like the right time in both of our lives. Is he the one? Is he worth the work? Or should I just give up on both and move on and seek new love elsewhere? Turning it back over to Miss Pat and Miss Mike Hill.
All right. So you had a reading in September of 2010.
And
was this about the existing boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend?
That's about the existing boyfriend. It was about this time last year we started having problems, and I moved out, we broke up, we started making things work, but I've kind of considered getting back with an ex-boyfriend and actually did some work, had no contact with him for, it sounds crazy, but for like 4 years, started doing work on him, got back in touch with him, and we kind of connected, but it just didn't seem like the right time.
Okay, I'm a little confused. I'm going to be real real plodding here. Bear with me. In September 2010, you were working with existing boyfriend. Please give me a name.
His name is Keith.
Keith.
Peter?
So you were working with Keith, and there had been breakups, and then there was reconciliations, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Meanwhile,
we made things work, got back together. Over the span of the past year, we've had still underlining issues in the relationship, and I've seriously considered getting back with an ex-boyfriend.
And the ex's name?
Is Ryan.
Ryan. Keith Ryan. I got it. Okay. So, and now you want to know if you should work with Ryan Or is he worth the work? Or should you stick with Keith or give up on both and move on and seek new love elsewhere?
Yes.
Is that,
and yeah,
now we're on the...
Yes, yes.
Okay. Boy, I tell you, you know, it's interesting, you know, how these shows go. We have no idea who's
mm-hmm.
going to be calling in. Ms. Michael, we've certainly hit a vein of a certain style today.
Yes, yes, we have.
So, all righty. I'm going to ask you now. You're a Scorpio, and Tammy Lee found that out. Keith, the existing boyfriend, what sign is he? A Pisces. Ryan, the ex, what is he?
He's a Gemini.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Okay. So, Keith, are you living with him? Are you broken up with him? What's going on right now? You're living with him, but things are bad, or you're, or tell me.
We were living together, and I moved back home. We ended up getting back together, and I go over there and visit him sometimes, but we're not really, it's not the same relationship it used to be.
Okay.
So you're kind of half broken up with Keith also?
No, we haven't even spoken since we reconnected last year.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I thought that was, am I confused now?
No, no, Keith, you're saying Keith, you said Keith, his name is Pete. Sorry,
oh,
his name is Peter.
Pete is
yes.
the...
Pete,
okay.
Oh, P-E-T-E?
Yes.
Okay, Pete, I'm sorry, I thought you said Keith.
It's okay.
Bad phone connection. Okay, so Pete and you
okay.
broke up, and now you're kind of seeing each other, and but you're living, you moved out, and you're living with your parents, is that what you said?
Yes, I moved back.
All right. All right, let's just do a quickie on Pete and whether you can get back together with Pete or whether it's all over with Pete. We're going to handle them separately here because there's just too much going on. All right, I'm just going to do three cards on Pete. First card I get on him, and he's, would we say he was a Pisces, right? Pete the Pisces?
He's a Pisces, yes.
Yeah, Pete the Pisces. Okay. Pete the Pisces. I get the Four of Swords. This is a relationship that's almost dead, but not quite dead. We have a knight's sarcophagus and a chapel, and but the lid isn't closed on it yet. There's still some life in the relationship, but it's kind of sleeping. I would not call that the best outlook for that one. The next card I have on Pete is... a card called the Nine of Pentacles. This is a woman who has two animals, a snail at her feet, a hawk in her hand. You can dominate him. She's a good dominating woman. She's strong. But he is a little slow to return to you. The distant one, the hooded, that would be the Ryan, looks maybe a little bit more appealing. And then the third one for Pete the Pisces is... a card that says to me, maybe not so much, just maybe give it up. It's a card that is called the Six of Pentacles. Now, this card usually is a money card, refers to a person who is a merchant giving out money to beggars. But it can, in emotional terms, it can mean that things are being sort of stingily given. And
yeah,
something is being held. Something is being held back. You see the merchant is giving out coins, but he's holding some back. It's generosity, but he's weighing everything. It's not completely a go-ahead. So, Pete the Pisces, you can kind of limp along with it. It's not a great outcome. Now let's look at Ryan, the guy from the past. How long? It has been 4 years, but you haven't seen him yet since the reconnection. Is that correct?
Yeah, about a year ago.
You saw him a year ago. Does he have another lover?
He was in the process of just getting divorced when I saw him.
Okay, so you've been corresponding and all and everything like that, right?
Yes.
Does he have children?
No, he does not.
Okay, do you have children?
No.
Because I'm seeing children, and maybe I'm seeing here, maybe there's some child in the future. Okay, so what I have for him is actually a little bit more hopeful. It is a card called the Wheel of Fortune. Things could work out, possibility that things could work out, that things could turn, and you might have something good with him. The card of children that I have here is called the Six of Cups, and it's an ambiguous card. It can mean children, but it can also mean a brother-sister relationship because it was a little brother and little sister in a courtyard. And so what I'm seeing on this one here is that it may be that the two of you just have a really strong bond and connection, but it can mean recapturing youth and recapturing that which you used to have. Okay?
Yeah,
so
I definitely understand that.
Yeah. So even if nothing comes of it in terms of a marriage, it certainly is good to pursue the friendship because there is something between the two of you that's very psychically connected. The reason I say that is these little children are exchanging cups, and there are jasmine flowers in the cups, and jasmine is a psychic flower, and it shows that there's a connection between you two that is special, that is protected. They're in a courtyard. There is a crossroads image in this card. It's engraved in stone on a little pedestal in the courtyard. Crossroads means, you know, even though your paths may diverge, you're still connected somehow. So that's a good thing. It does not say that this is going to turn into a love relationship, but it does say that there is something between the two of you that will never die, and it's good to acknowledge that, okay? And third card is a card that says to me, maybe not so much him. In other words, it may not turn into the love relationship you want, but it does say that you might be able to find another lover. But whatever it is, Ryan is always going to be someone much more special to you than Pete. There's something about the situation with Ryan that tells me, if not now, maybe later, and if not later, you can love people that you never get together with because of, you know, one thing or another. Love is a complex thing. And the card that I have here is the card that is called the World. And this is a woman dancing alone in a wreath of leaves, laurel leaves, a victory in the sky, being watched by four angelic animal beings. And he will always see you as this glorious goddess. And you always will have some special place in his heart. There really is something special between the two of you. I would set a time limit on it. The cards look fairly good, but not outright. Like I said, might end up being more brother and sister, unless those cards represent the two babies you're going to have. But, you know, let's just say they represent you.
Okay.
Well, you know. But there is something there between you and him that is very positive, but set a time limit on it. Okay. Don't be wasting your time. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, well, you're so young.
Plenty of
another
time,
baby.
But still.
Yeah.
He was kind of a first love, and it was kind of strange because when we reconnected, I mean, he very much said what you just said. It was very, you know, we both went our separate ways, but I was always, you know, his number one true love. He'll never forget me. We always have kind of this tie that, you know,
mm-hmm.
he'll just always hold me in a special place. And I've kind of felt the same and just wondered, you know, if it was something that was going to work out if I did pursue working on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I see a little more hope with him, but not so much like, wow, this is going to lead to a marriage right away. But you're so young, you don't yet understand, and I'm going to try to put this in your brain, okay? So really, like, get the funnel out, and I'm just going to pour this in your mind as fast as I can. There are people you will meet during the course of your life with whom you share a special relationship which is inexplicable, and that doesn't always mean that you will be their lover or married to them. You have to honor that kind of connection when you see it. You may be temporarily lovers, you may not. You may just run into them on the internet, and it's like this thing happens. I don't know what it is, you know, major histocompatibility groups, pheromones, astrology. There's, you know, genetics, a shared genetic somethings. I don't know. I've searched all my life for the one answer, two answers, three answers to why these relationships happen. What do I have in common with this person? Why this person? But something happens between, maybe it's the pattern of your neurons, I don't know. That person will always be accessible to you psychically, spiritually, possibly other ways, possibly physically, possibly emotionally, possibly sexually, possibly not. But these connections are strong, unbreakable, and they're sometimes you come up with a metaphor for how we're going to play mother son, or we're going to play brother sister, or we're going to play, you know, two best friends, or whatever it is. You never know where the relationship's going to go, but you know it's important. And you're very young, you're going to have a few more of these probably in your life, but there'll be a few that just stand out. Some people call these soulmates, and there are bad fortune tellers, bad readers, lying, fraudulent psychics who will ruin people by saying, this person's your soulmate and you must be with them. Spend $7,000 with me and I'll get, you know, That soulmate may just be like a twin, an astro twin, a psychological twin, a love twin, a heart twin that you never will be with, but yet you'll always be able to dream of them. You'll know when they're alive or dead. You'll know if they're wounded or injured. There's some link. I call it soulmates, but soul doesn't necessarily mean marriage. And I say there's more than one of them. This is the weird thing that when you're young, it's hard to understand this. There's going to be more than one of them, probably, in your life, if you're like me. If there's going to be several of them. And some of them may be of the same gender as you, even, you know, I mean, I whatever. You know, you're just going to find that this person is somebody I'm always going to be linked to. And that's what it is. And that's what I think is happening with you and that particular man, not with the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything you recommend as far as just letting it take its course or actually?
Let's get Ms. Michael to recommend some things.
Oh, okay. Well, for Ryan, your soulmate who may not be your destined or even appropriate husband, I would keep that relationship clean. I would cleanse your house. I would cleanse your person. You might want to do a little love work on him, you know, like for not more than a month or two, just to see if there's a flame that can be fanned, but do it without any anxiety, without white knuckling, without staking everything on it, just as a respectful experiment. And if nothing happens, let it go and enjoy his friendship. I have one of those soulmates myself. He's a gay man whom I see about once a year. And that once a year is just shiny and sparkly and just amazing. You know, it's a roller coaster at Disneyland. But, you know, no way in hell could we ever have been a couple. And it doesn't matter. A soulmate relationship is that satisfying. For Pete, it just looks, the cards I pulled look just kind of dreary. We got the Two of Cups, the betrothal card upside down. We got the Ace of Swords, you know, just in the middle of everything, slashing it to bits. We got the Ace of Cups, which Waite says when it's reversed is the house of the false heart instability. I would do some cut and clear. I would seek out fresh fields and pastures new. Cut and clear, consolation, like you've heard us discuss twice tonight. Attraction work. Yeah, the man who would willingly and knowingly drink your bathwater, if he found it in the fridge, he'd say, I know what she's doing. I'll finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with all of those. And I have to say that with Ryan, her advice is very, very good. Open it up to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Send out some love things, but do it from your highest power.
Yeah.
Say, let's just see what this works, what happens here. Do it for a short amount of time. If that avenue does not open, close that avenue. But
mm-hmm.
close it respectfully. It may open again at another time. Again, you're very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be around each other's lives for a long time. That you and Ryan are always going to have this connection, whether or not you see each other for 10 years or 20 years. There is a spiritual connection there, is how I read this. Okay? So
okay.
I wish you all the best with that one. One thing you could do with Ryan, if you want to, are you going to be planning on trying to see him face-to-face?
I would like to do that. I didn't know if it was good to get in communication with him regularly while doing the work or not. Last time I did a whole bunch of work, and he got in contact with me immediately.
Yeah, so see, that's what I mean.
Did I approach
him?
See,
you guys are psychic. Yeah.
We're
you
very connected. I mean, it's almost scary.
Yeah. No, it is almost scary. I know exactly what you're talking about. Been there, done that, have that. You want to, anybody who tells you don't talk to them while you're doing work on them, that's just a bunch of bull. Do be in touch, but I want you to see if you can get a little something of him, personal concerns, and maybe trade with him. If he's open to this, trade a little bit. Make a couple of little matching mojo bags here. As long as you have this, you'll always be in touch with me. Or empower two little pieces of jewelry or two little coins, something that match, and give it to him and let him have one of your, a little bit of you, and you have a little bit of him. Whether or not this turns into a love and marriage route, that's open, but you just want to keep that little something, that little token. You want a little token of him, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And many of us have these types of soulmates, and many of us have more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
They're a blessing, each one of them.
Yeah, and they're all a blessing. Every one of those kinds of relationships is a blessing, and eventually you'll understand that. You can't turn it into something it's not, but it's always a blessing. Okay?
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Just for me, it's so hard. If we can't have a relationship, it's just really hard, and I think it's just something I haven't grown up enough to understand, but I just...
Yeah. You can't
that's
make
probably out. Why we haven't really been, you know, together as much. We haven't gone out as much, been in communication as much, because it's just really hard for me not to, you know, it's either we're together or we're not. I'm a very controlling Scorpio, so it's very hard for me to.
You got to open your heart. Open your heart a little bit, and I'll tell you something else. If you think it's hard for you, think about how hard it is for people who find their soulmate and their soulmate, you know, that say they're a heterosexual woman and their soulmate's a gay man. Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
That can lead to heartbreak if you don't open your heart.
You can't make a silk purse out of a diamond bracelet.
You can't change people's nature. So, and the same is true, you know, for other types of things. You know, what if you meet your soulmate and your soulmate's living in Munich, Germany? You know, whatever. You know, how do you get there? How do they get to where you are? It happens. And sometimes people can work it out and sometimes they can't. So accept it as a gift from God and open your heart to it. Scorpio, you're a very sexual person. Of course, you want this to manifest in the real world. And you want it to be able to go on day after day after day, because Scorpios are very persistent, very stubborn people who like stability and emotional stability particularly. So, okay. All righty. Good luck to you. And I hope this thing give you some interesting ideas on what to do. Okay?
Thank you so much, you guys.
All righty. Well, we're just about at the end of our show.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call. And so, Miss Michael, any final words or thoughts you want to give us in the last couple of minutes?
Something
here?
I forgot to mention at the start of the show, the Caroline Dye Memorial Chapel has a Facebook page. And if I remember right, it is facebook.com/Carolyn Dye Memorial Chapel, all one word. And you can see the shadow of our first miracle that happened, the picture of our first miracle that happened before we even got the doors open.
I saw that picture. That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thank you for the comments you posted there, because that was just really educational and inspiring.
Yeah. And Ms. Michael, thank you so much for filling in for Dr. Keeley, who I hope will be back next week.
It was an honor and a pleasure. It's always
educational. Yeah, well, you're great, and I loved reading with you. And it was interesting. We had
thank
such
you.
A lady-hearted show with all these ladies. Ladies'
oh,
night.
Yes, ladies' night.
Tonight.
Yeah. The claws and peace spirits that you read for me about a few weeks back. I haven't gotten back to them yet.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. All right.
Well, I hope that everyone enjoyed the show, and I think we're about at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so good night, all. And
maybe Tammy Lee can take us out.
See you next week. Yeah.
Thank you. And great show this evening, Miss Kat and Miss Michael. And thank you all once again for joining us today for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, ejuicecentral.net, and drkeone.com. You're here each Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And once again, thank you, Ms. Michael of AIR, for joining us today as our co-host from Hoodoo Foundry. We look forward to seeing you all next Sunday and each and every Sunday again at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Thank you and have a wonderful, blessed week.
You too, Tim.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I love that little tune.
Me too.